Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go.
Get the hell out of my way.
Sound like they're having fun.
Joyous.
Like itchy sweaters are standing on a platform.
Manly fun.
Singing like this. Hey! Yes.
Gusto.
Get your ass in the sleigh right now. We are running late. I hate going to...
This is a new verse.
All of these blind dates.
Oh, oh, oh.
Lean and light horse. I got money on you.
Who wrote this stuff?
Santa smells.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us.
You say the horse got stuck? Is that what happens in this song?
You get stuck in the bank.
And then we shot him dead. Bang!
You can really understand what they're saying, though. I mean, they really enunciate.
Why are they so mad?
A lot of enunciation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Very little nuance.
How you doing?
I've had a head cold. I sound way better today than I have been. Everyone's got a head cold, right?
So okay.
I got the Lyme.
Anything you want to say in your terms of your reaction? Okay. You were barking something over there in the corner last segment. What's your reaction to the latest Patriots news?
I'm amused by it. And
yeah, it's a good word.
I think that I don't trust them, and I don't believe stuff. And I think,
so you don't trust them on this?
No, I never trust them. That's your first instinct. I think Bill hates Kraft Productions.
Yeah, for anyone who's unbiased, you shouldn't trust them. So you shouldn't.
I disagree with you there.
Why?
I think
based
Bill,
on what evidence?
No, not trust. He just said Bill hates Kraft Productions.
I did say that. Yeah.
I think 10 years ago, and then maybe 5 years ago, not great with it.
Uh-huh.
But he inputs a lot on that show, especially when we do plays of the week after wins.
Yeah.
We do the Bellustrator. Yeah. He picks the plays. And there are times we're in there for 17 minutes on plays of the week.
Oh, okay.
And he is into it.
Well, no one would know better than you, though. You are part of the Patriot
Industrial
Complex.
But I'm with you. Like, many years ago, I don't think he was thrilled with the idea that he's got to go in there and talk about the upcoming game.
Right.
And put the time in because it takes him away from his office and watching tape. But I think that has changed over
there. He doesn't recognize, and I don't think he's alone, he doesn't recognize any of this as being a necessary evil to what he does.
It's a distraction to him.
Yeah.
And, it's in a perfect world, he would be afforded the opportunity to make $15 million a year just winning football games.
Right.
But the fact is, it's all of this promotion and all of this content and all of this hype surrounding it from the media and Kraft Sports and all these people paying attention and asking questions and the social media. All of this feeds into the paycheck that he gets for doing his job.
And if he could make it all go away, he would.
That's true. But
anything that he sees no competitive advantage in, he has no use for.
Yeah, but from the media angle, I think he has changed and it has become better over the years. Like, he's had his foundation and film it.
He bites the bullet. And,
he understands.
That's very well put. If it's not helping him win a football game,
I have no use for it.
Right.
Everything else is court mandated. That's it. Well, I'll do it because I have to.
Other than Halloween.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
So, Beadle, in answer to your question, did they break a few rules and take a few liberties with their female guests? Yes, they did.
Wait a minute.
That's what, Rihanna. That's
Rihanna. What are you talking about?
Hardy got that. That's okay. The otter scene when otters defend him in front of the courtroom. Yeah. There, you know, he winks.
Did they?
He winks at T. Werber. You know, so that's basically what we have here. And you know, how hard is this to discern whether it's nefarious or not? You look at the tape, right? Why can't they just tell us? Where is that? Why can't they tell us? What's to review here?
Because if it's just trained on the field for a few minutes and
not
and
good.
But you could make a case for it. It's like, I was just rolling. I thought we were just getting B-roll. I didn't know you couldn't do that. You could very well say, well, yes, you take that tape, you zoom in on the sideline, and it becomes nefarious. Just viewing the tape alone is not going to be able to determine whether or not, unless it is zoomed in on a play caller and you're trying to find something. You could make a case that it could be used for nefarious purposes, even if it's the most innocuous footage you've ever seen in your life.
We can't talk about things that we're seeing in real time during practice at camp or film anything and put it out there of your own team that's competing against its own defense. Yep. But you can talk about it after it. You can't post stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where this league is on this stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know,
so,
yeah, no better.
To me, the time we spent talking about it, they could have already decided whether it's they're in the dark here, whether they're good or bad. Did they do anything wrong? We know they broke a rule. That could be innocent, inadvertent, etc. But if there's useful stuff on there, and there's video of the guy getting caught and doing the humming thing and saying, can we erase this? Isn't there video of that, too?
I don't know that.
According to one report, there is, that the interview with those who were caught
were
videotaped.
Right. And
this is the report. I mean, how does that conversation go down? You know, the cameraman standing there is like, what are you doing? He's like, it's nothing. Literally, take the tape. We don't even have to discuss it anymore. It could be as innocent as that, or as it could be, oh, my God, you caught me. Please just take the tape. We don't know how that conversation went down.
And could I ask a question also about the independent contractor? Is this the guy who's, like, is he? Or
I'm not sure why we're even still talking about him. Jeff House says that it was the producer, the full-time producer of the team.
I mean, who's going to
set it up and did it?
Where are they going to find a guy in Cincinnati wearing Bruins garb?
You know, No. That was brought from here. Okay. You brought an independent contractor from here. 90% of these guys are independent contractors.
The guys that work for them every weekend are independent contractors. That is
But he's not.
It's a part-time.
1099.
He's not a local Cincinnati guy.
No,
just said,
it's
hey,
about
we
how
need
they get paid
video,
more than anything. It's about the fact that they don't have regular hours and that they're not able to have enough jobs for them to be there. But they're regular people that are working there often.
Okay.
I think there was another Cincinnati guy that helped set up the filming of the sit-down with the mics and the... the lights.
And
so they do their thing.
What percentage would you put on the fact that Ernie might say, hey, as long as you're there, you know, help us out a little bit here. I'll take a look at that.
Well, I mean, Ernie's always looking at things.
Right.
Ernie goes down there and stares at the wind direction.
Right.
I mean,
so.
You know, when's that Oculus close?
And I just, and then that way, Ernie knows what to do.
I mean, I wouldn't put this on Ernie. This is strictly on them wanting to do a thing. And I think, you know, based on what Bedard said yesterday, he was in Kansas City. Same guy was sitting next to him. There was no crew there. If they were doing this at every away game, like, holy hell, you got something here. It's a single game.
Right? Well, I am not of the belief that it's totally innocent. That's my training. I'm cynical. I'm suspicious.
And you don't think that looking at that tape, though, is going to be valuable for the league to determine?
I would think that ought to do it.
Well, it should figure it out, right? I mean, what was your
intent? So when you say it's not totally innocent, you say that there I'm gonna soften this for you. There at least exists the possibility that the team is going to use this footage to help them prepare for the Bengals.
Absolutely.
Doesn't that seem like over the top egregious? We're gonna set up a video camera and train it down on the field, knowing full well we're here working for the Patriots, and then turn around and use that tape to prepare for the team. There's no common sense there.
Dan, why don't you think about that and prepare your response to that, what Hardy just said. 617-779-0985. Bill Belichick later this hour. Kyle Van Noy possibly along the way as well.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is this when they dropped off two kids out of the trunk at 16 Candles? They brought them back in a Cadillac?
John Cusack's one of those kids.
Yeah, with the wrestling gear in their head. They're trying to contact space aliens.
That sounds right.
After Farmer Ted showed the underwear in the boys' bathroom.
Give me the money, $5. Ooh. Mashup.
It's from a scene in a particular show. You've seen it, you just may not remember it.
Sopranos?
Yes. 617-779-0985 is the phone number for you. Kyle Van Noy will be joining us momentarily. Rick is in Scituate in the meantime. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Hey, I want to come at this from a different angle. I mean, we all know they admitted what they did. But if you were going to do this on purpose, what would your view be? Would you be facing them or from their backside, or would it matter?
I guess you would do it from wherever you were afforded the opportunity to shoot.
Yeah.
So in this case, but this brings up what I asked Dan before the break. You know, Dan says that there, and again, softening what you're saying, there at least exists the possibility that there was something going on there, but now we'll have to ask about it later.
Yeah, we'll ask about that later. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We welcome in Kyle Van Noy from the New England Patriots.
Hello, how we doing?
What's up?
How's your day going? When your locker room opens later today, you know you're going to be asked about these allegations related to the Patriots and the Bengals. So what are you guys going to say when that happens? Yeah. We know you're not oblivious.
You're a smart guy.
Say, I hope they got everything they needed.
Meaning, exactly?
I don't know, man. I'm just messing. I mean, for me, I guess it's, I don't need to say anything. That's what Mr. Kraft and the statement already put out and Bill talked about. I mean, I don't really need to say anything. So it doesn't really matter to me.
All right. How'd you feel coming out of the Kansas City game? Second half. Seems like, what'd you guys do differently in the second half?
I felt like we kept the same thing. If you notice, the first half, we're getting after Mahomes. You know, it was just like right there, and he would let the ball go. You know what I mean? And I think we just kind of tightened it up just a little bit. The rushes got better, and, you know, the coverage got better, and so it started working out.
Is Kelce as much a punk that translates through the TV or anytime you watch him? Because he doesn't stop talking. I saw you guys going at it a lot during breaks.
No comment, man.
If you had
I'll take that as a yes.
If you had it to do over again, would you just tackle Kelce instead of trying to knock the ball loose?
Oh, for sure. I'll take that one 100%. Definitely got to secure the tackle. If anything, I probably would have secured my right hand and came with my left instead of trying to punch with my right. So there's a lot of things I, you know, want to do better. I wish instead of trying to, you know, not let Mahomes go, you know, swipe his arm down and tackle him so he wouldn't have been able to hit my face mask. You know, it's little stuff like that. But I'll be able to work on that this week and, you know, get on to Cincinnati, which we're on. I'm excited to play Cincinnati. I know the record obviously doesn't show to the world that they're good, but if you watch the film, they've been in every, you know, majority of the games, close games, and, you know, Andy Dalton's played good since he's been back, and, you know, we're excited for the challenge. It's going to be good team on the road. They got a little momentum, so we just want to get better and get back to winning.
Is there pressure now, given that there's three games left and you've gone from being the one seed to the second seed, to make sure you hang on to that and get a bye?
I think right now we're not even – it's too far. You know, so many things can happen in three games from anybody in the AFC. I think right now we're just focused on the Bengals, not too worried about the playoff picture, because so much things can change week to week. Right now, you know, we're at the number two seed and we're playing the Bengals.
Okay, they got two good backs, Mixon and Bernard. You watch them on film. They seem explosive. And it's coming off a game against McCoy. How tough is that going to be on you guys as far as edge guys?
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Mixon's a really, really solid running back. So is Bernard. They've done a good job throughout their careers they've been playing. And we're just going to do our best to slow them down and make it one-dimensional. If we take away the run, it plays into our favor. So we're excited for the challenge. We know they're both really good backs. They can do it all, pass, catch, and block. So it's gonna be a tough challenge, but I think it's going to be good for us.
Have you played in Cincinnati before?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
So they have this thing called their big thing in that city. It's called Skyline Chili. They put chili on spaghetti with onions and cheese on top of it. I'm telling you, you can eat that, and you can have gas the next day and kill the offense.
Yeah. Serious. That doesn't sound too good, but,
it's delicious.
Like, everyone, you always got to try something once. You never know if you like it or not.
It's true.
How are you guys doing? How's your attitude today? Is it pretty good for a Wednesday?
I bring it every day. Every day I'd wake up and I'd say, man, it's snowing. I can't wait for my 2-hour commute.
I'd say strong.
Get the kids out of bed early. Yeah, it's
all right.
Hell of a day today.
I'd say the energy the last couple of days has been good around here.
That's good. I like it. Well, I mean,
we come in.
Sorry, I didn't mean to run.
Yeah, no, nobody's booing us on the way through the door. So,
We saw you on Quick Slants.
Here's what I would say about you on Quick Slants. We saw it. I want to ask you the same.
You couldn't help yourself.
I don't want to ask the same question again that Tommy Curran asked you, but it feels like you took it back, that you said you were upset, which is okay. Like the boos.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about it Monday. I didn't like the boos. I just don't like that. And it feels like you said it and then you wanted to take it back because you were worried about someone being mad at you for having said that.
No, it wasn't necessarily that. It was more of an open conversation. And obviously people can take little things of what you said and rearrange it to make it sound like you're a whiny player, whatever. And that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I'm smiling, and I'm on top of the world.
Who's talking? Is that Aaron?
Huh?
Is that Aaron?
No.
Is that Gervon?
No. like I say all the time, I got nothing but love. I love our fans. I love the passion they show. I'm just as passionate as they are. That's for sure. So I'm excited for them to come back the following week. But I hope they show out here at the Bengals game. We travel pretty well, and I know they're going to be excited. And I hope they're ready to go and see a good, hard fought game.
Okay, then. Shaughnessy, you got anything for Van Noy before we let him go?
You awake, Dan?
Dan Shaughnessy's with me.
Yeah, that was kind of, Bert usually has better energy. What's up?
Who Shaughnessy is?
Shaughnessy's in today.
I meant Breer.
Yeah, but it's Bert Breer. We know what you meant.
Yeah, Bert Breer.
Yeah, they switched days today, so we got Shaughnessy today.
Kyle Van Noy's a very good interview for you guys. You should have him on every day.
I agree.
There we go. Okay, talk to him. I like it. I appreciate it.
Hey, Cal, real quick.
You wouldn't boo my interview?
No, I'm
interview?
A positive guy. They all know that.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, real quick, off the field for you. It's been a good month for you. Your foundation and what you guys did. How'd that Christmas giveaway turn out you did last week?
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Sure.
Yeah, it was really good. Obviously, I always have an invite for anybody and everybody who wants to come. You know that. And I was just excited. My wife and I, we had 153 families that came and got to enjoy the holidays. They got to pick up a real live Christmas tree, gifts, lights, ornaments. We had over 450 kids come through, get face paint, get some cookies, get a Build-A-Bear, get to pick out some toys. So it was a good time.
Nice.
That part of the year, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be a blessing. I can't wait to do it more and more.
All right, Kyle. Well, it's great talking to you. Good luck this weekend in Cincinnati. And if we don't talk to you before the holiday, have a great holiday. I know it's the first one with your baby, so enjoy that.
I appreciate that. Look at you. Y'all are getting sensitive today.
I want to learn more about you. What car truck you drive? What you roll up in the stadium to on game day?
What do I roll up?
Yeah, I think it says something about a guy. Like, I know Brady rolls up in that Raptor trying to look badass, but what do you roll up in?
I got a Trackhawk. Shout out to Dan O'Brien. Dan O'Brien Auto Group. That's my guy. He hooks me up. So if you need a car, go check him out.
Wow. Yeah, I'm more of a McGee Chevy guy on Route 44 in Raynham.
The thing is,
my commercials are on point with them. So you got to check them out. Me and High, we have a good time with Dan O'Brien. Keeping it awesome. Don't forget that, too.
Trackhawks, that's no joke. I was in a dealership the other day. They don't let people test drive them.
Yeah.
People come in.
850 horsepower. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Kyle. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, good luck. See you this weekend.
Anybody wants to buy a Francona book, it's available on Amazon.
How much is it right now?
I don't know. I was just grasping the moment here.
Other plugs? Yeah, that we can throw in there.
If you need a Trackhawk, you can get one at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Oh, geez.
That's what I would say.
Get me out of those
guys have you covered.
Wow,
495 in Lowell.
Is that Hellcat?
No.
Red ass?
Nope. Right. We'll get to headlines here with Hardy. More with Shaughnessy next. Dan Shaughnessy with us in our Town Fair Tire Studios. We've got Bill Belichick coming up. In less than 10 minutes, he's scheduled to speak in Foxborough. We have it live, just moments from now. How do you think he handles the press conference today, Dan?
Is Dan Housley down there?
No, he's in D.C.
Byron Barnett.
The People's Champion.
Been around forever.
The People's Champion is George, our former intern. People's Champ.
I want those guys down there in his face.
So how do you think he...
Why wouldn't you go down?
Here with you guys.
Huh? That's right. Take the check. Unbelievable. I would too.
What do you think he does?
Very little. I mean, I think he's...
All right. Let's say this. If you were advising him, how would you tell him to handle it today?
I have no affiliation with Kraft Productions. And no clue what they're up to.
But he should continue to talk about it.
I just say,
he shouldn't dodge it. He's better when he actually takes it on.
Yeah.
He was excellent when he did that Mona Lisa Vigo press conference.
The one against all others will be measured forever.
It's the one... strong thing that held up during Deflategate. His press conference was the one strong thing. He should do it again. He was good that day. He could be good again today.
Yeah, he was aggressive.
Yeah, he was great.
Get in here. I got something to say.
He was great, and people found it believable.
And he was pissed because he'd been working on this for like a couple days. It was game planning time and all that stuff. It was great.
If you go back and read some of the coverage, as I did last night, of that press conference from January of 2015... the overall reaction to it was pretty positive.
Well, again, it was...
on a national level.
But the people who were there, it was very sparse. It was just the daily guys. It was a Saturday. I mean, there was no preparation for that. No one was ready for that.
I mean, positive.
But yes, nationally,
I agree. In the greater narrative of the Patriots are a bunch of cheaters. I mean, that was what was being repeated over and over again. But the press conference itself played well.
It did.
And so he has another opportunity to have it play well again today.
He's had pretty good reception. The cartel's been in overdrive for a couple of days.
Oh, have they ever?
You know, I mean, it's been, you know, put in for overtime.
By the way, Kyle Van Noy, who was with us last segment, was brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Our thanks again to Kyle Van Noy for joining us a couple of minutes ago. We will get to the press conference at Foxborough with Bill Belichick. That is coming up next.
Safety.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Bill Belichick is on the way to the podium. He'll be there in a minute or two. Bill Belichick is powered by the Oakers Company. Here in New England, our coach can't afford downtime with technology when the goal is another championship. And nobody does technology better than Oakers, powering New England for over 98 years.
Wow.
Visit OCKERS.com. That's Oakers.com. Oakers, technology for tomorrow.
You think we can finally get Dan's answer to my question here?
I hope so.
What's your question?
It was so long ago.
I can't remember.
Dan doesn't discount the notion that they'd be using that videotape for strategy purposes, right. To which I say, isn't that over the top? Like, you've already been popped for videotaping once, so what are you going to do? Send a guy with a camera up to the press box and videotape the sideline and turn around and use it?
It's the Kaiser Soze theory.
I heard Adam Jones
say that. Obama's a fox, right?
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying it was original. I'm just saying, you know. In plain sight, kind of.
Right,
thing.
Right. You walk into the police station and tell them all about Kaiser Soze, and all the while it's you.
It's so routine that you wouldn't even question it. Like, who would do that? Yes. And again, just conveniently, as I think other shows submitted, while you're there, if you want to just train it on the sideline a little bit, you know, we'll take a look at it.
Or if there's a culture that promotes the, hey, if you ever get a shot,
yeah,
getting a little video. We always like the videos.
Could get a little promotion, you know, a little Christmas bonus, brownie points, whatever. We know what they like, you know.
Gift cards.
It's just too much.
I know Ernie Adams' name has come up.
Yeah, it's like coming back from a road trip with a couple of little snow globes or something like that. You know, just a little souvenir of Niagara Falls.
Felger and Maz were saying yesterday, I know Felger has talked about this, that Ernie Adams has an obsession with the sideline.
Yeah, I know that, but I think that's unfair to throw a man's name into that like that. Without knowing.
Ernie. He would love that.
It's like saying we can't talk about Bill Belichick.
I know he would love
Bill Belichick is in it.
But I mean,
he's Bill Belichick's right-hand man.
Yeah.
He's the most interesting.
So can we not
talk
about Bill Belichick? Is it unfair to mention his name in all of this?
He said hi to me in an elevator a couple weeks ago.
Was Ernie Adams involved in a previous taping scandal involving this team?
Is he? I mean,
Dan, was he? Yes, he was.
Oh, he's the most interesting man in the world.
Okay, so you said that. You wrote about everything. I read what you wrote about him. Is his relationship with the team the most interesting thing in the world, or is he himself the most interesting man in the world? Because
I'd say
tells me he himself may not be all that. What's interesting is the relationship that he has with the coach and the team.
I could sign on to either. I mean, you know, the famous Art Modell story, like, I'll give $10,000 to anybody who can tell me what this man does that I pay every week. And I called Parcells to do that piece because it was writing about Ernie without Ernie talking to you. And I talked to a million guys, Sims, everybody. And Parcells, he said, you know, I really can't remember him. I said, well, Bill, it says here he was the director of player personnel for like 4 years when you were head coach. He says, I know, but... he says, I'm not messing with you here. I can't remember anything about him. It was the weirdest thing.
He's really like the guy from Office Space.
The guy is sitting on a pile of cash, too. He played the stock market.
Oh, yeah, and he was so good at that.
He's filthy rich.
He retired the trophy and just moved on.
Yeah. He in the last 2 years, he's become a suave dresser. That's one thing I could say that I've noticed.
Khakis?
But he's married now, right?
He would always, he would always wear this plaid jacket with
Mrs.
those
Ernie.
Elbow patches. Yeah.
And you said she was lovely.
She was
like
great.
Yeah.
I told her we should start double dating. We'll go to the movies in Coolidge Corner. You know, it'd be great. I gave him my numbers.
Share a bucket of popcorn?
You know. Not that she hasn't gone. That's rude.
I tried, though. You know, it was great.
Why don't you go with Murray? Murray's always hanging out at Coolidge Corner.
Yeah, no, it's a great spot. You know, and Ernie lives very near there. He was raised there.
You guys could grab dinner?
Yeah, it's weird. Nearby, easy. 3 miles right there.
Oh, my God. Army-Navy's this weekend.
Yeah, well, that should be the first question. If you want to get him off track, you know, just talk about that all day.
Soce's a Navy guy.
Loves Army-Navy. So do I.
We're keeping an eye on the room. The press conference was supposed to begin 5 minutes ago, and there's no sign of Bill Belichick as of yet. The right side of the room looks a little thin today.
I don't see the left side, but I don't see any investigative reporters down
there. Yeah, that hurts. You know.
I see the... Mike Giardi's of the world. I see
Roach is there.
You see him?
Yeah,
he's sitting on the right side.
I see Jim McBride.
Jim McBride and Ben Volen.
Here comes Gasper.
Those are regular beat guys.
Is that Gasper?
No. Normal crew, according to someone.
Here we go.
And that includes the normal guest of honor, Bill Belichick, who's making his way to the podium right now.
I spent the last couple days here, a few days getting familiar with the Bengals, and, first of all, let's say I have a great deal of respect for Mike Brown, the Brown family, and the Bengals organization. Always have, and I think there's You know, this is a football team that, you know, doesn't have a good record, but they actually do a lot of things really well in all three phases of the game. Been very, you know, impressed watching them play, and, you know, they cause a lot of problems. Special teams, you know, I think Garen does a great job with that unit. As usual, they're right at the top of the league in both punt and kickoff coverage, kickoff returns. They're really solid group, well coached, fundamentally very good. And, you know, make it tough on you there. You know, defensively, very disruptive front. You know, Hubbard and Dunlap outside, Atkins inside. One of the, you know, so one of the better, more disruptive groups, you know, we've faced some good ones here over the course of the season. So, you know, they present a lot of problems there. It's a very aggressive defense, and you know, really make you work for the yards. And, you know, offensively, very good skill group. Obviously, the quarterback, Dalton's, you know, very experienced guys that led this team to a lot of victories, a lot of comeback victories. You know, excellent quarterback, good backs, guys that are different, you know, Mixon and Bernard, but both outstanding players, make a lot of yards on their own, both good in the passing game, both good in the running game, you know, very versatile players. You know, Eifert and Uzuma, tight end, do a great job too, both very talented guys, been very productive in the red area, like Eifert usually is, and he's a problem. And then receivers are, you know, it's a good group of receivers. And I know that, you know, Green hasn't played. You know, they've had a couple injuries there, but these guys continue to be productive with the quarterback, the tight ends, the backs, and the entire offensive system that, you know, Coach Taylor runs. So they're a well-balanced team, running game, passing game, play action, drop back, misdirection. They do a good job keeping the defense honest and, you know, don't get penalized. They get a lot of penalties because people are trying to hold Atkins or hold Dunlap or, you know, grab the receivers or whatever it is. So play good in the kicking game. I mean, they gain a lot of advantages when they haven't turned the ball over, like in the Jet game. You know, they win. So obviously that's something we'll try to do, but it's not anything you can always count on. So we'll have to, you know, play 60 minutes of good football in all three phases. You know, against a good young football team. They're really impressed with a lot of things. Like I said, a lot of things that they do. And, you know, but when you've had some of the turnovers that they've had, then that's obviously, that negates a lot of the good things that are happening out there. But that's good. You can't judge this team by the record. That's not really, it's not really reflective of what they are, in my opinion.
Raise your hand if you have questions.
Is that Kai? I know that you said that, you know, football and the team production side are different entities. You guys did
the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we have no involvement in it.
You guys had a scout in the Cleveland press box. So was he aware of the rules that he came from the press box?
He was doing his job. That's what he was doing. He was doing his job. Like we all tried to do. That's what the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff did. Last week, try to do their job for Kansas City, and then Cincinnati, and then Buffalo next week, and that's it. So, I just answered the question. That's it. We had no involvement in it. Zero.
Bill, have you heard from the league at all?
Yeah, I told you everything. Mr. Kraft made a statement. The team made a statement. That's all I need to add.
Have you reached out
to not have anything to add.
Zach Taylor?
Do not have anything to add.
I wanted to ask you about the rookie class. How do you feel about how the rookies as a class overall are performing this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about all that at the end of the year. Right now, we're trying to get everybody to perform as well as we can for Cincinnati. Players, coaches, all three units, and go out there and play as well as we can on Sunday. That's really where we're at.
I guess, like a guy like Damian Harris, when the run game's having a struggle this year throughout the season, why not give him a chance to show what he can do out there?
Yeah, I told you each week we'll do the best we can each week to make the decisions and do the best we can to make put a competitive team out there and try to beat our opponent. We did that last week. The other 13 games, we'll do it going forward.
The class in general hasn't played a whole lot other than Winovich and the punter. Do you feel like they need a year to get stronger and to acclimate to the NFL, generally speaking?
Yeah, I never said that.
So when they're not playing, is it they haven't earned playing time?
I didn't say that either. Things change from week to week based on game plan situations. We're 10-3. Wouldn't say we have a terrible team. We have a lot of other good players out there, a lot of good players that have been very productive, and we won 10 games. So.
Bill, last couple of games, we've seen some pressure by some games, some stunts, maybe some zone blitzes. I think it was playing Kansas City on a complete pass. Clark drops off, Fuller rushes the quarterback. Combating that, what's incumbent on your offensive line in terms of communicating, recognizing the brothers are internal at center, the left tackles are playing, et cetera, when you're seeing some of those zone pressures, if you will, and does Cincinnati still do that this defense?
Yeah, I'm looking to be ready for that every week. It's the National Football League, so. Not like college, where sometimes they're going to sit there on one front and play two coverages. That's just not the way it is in this league. So, better be ready for it every week.
Throughout your years here, have you found it easy to focus your teams on their routine tasks when they are outside distraction? Is that process, you sort of learned or changed as you've gotten more experience?
I've never seen it any different. We have a job to do, so try to go out there and do the best we can. Yeah, I don't know when that changed. But I don't think it really has for me. I'm not sure.
What did you say the biggest difference between Gibson and Kennard when they look one faster than the other, more strongly?
I mean, they're both good. Yeah, they have different styles, but they're both good. Bernard's quick. He's shifty. He's got great vision. He's got good short space quickness. Mixon's quick too, but he's strong. He's a hard guy to tackle. Runs through some tough tackles. Both guys can catch the ball. I think they both have almost 30 receptions. So it's not they're good in the passing game. They're good in the running game. Bernard comes in on early downs as a change of pace runner. He's effective. So they're both good players. Styles are different, but they're both effective.
Bengals got John Ross back last week. What does he add to their offense?
There's another explosive player. Yep, he's tough. Good receivers. I mean, stretch of defense, but good catch and run player. They got a lot of skill.
So
Tyreek
is the fastest guy in the NFL.
Is
John Russell
just
close?
They're all fast.
You said the other day that there are some resemblances between the Rams and the Bengals and what Zach Taylor's doing. Is with their running game specifically, is there a lot of the same kind of wide zone stuff that Sean McVay does every single
day? Yeah, I mean, there's some. As you can see, there's a correlation there, but it's not the same. There's differences too. So,
what's the biggest difference?
It's different. They don't do the same things. They run different plays. They package things differently. So their operation's a little bit different. They just do it differently. And some of it's the same too. I'm not saying it's all different. It's not. We can see that there's a core of an offense that there's similarities to, but I don't see them the same.
Mike
Fiore. The running game has struggled for the better part of the year. Are you seeing any signs or potential solutions to sort of get it going to the level?
We'll work on it every week. So I'll see what happens this week.
Is it a collective thing? You're talking about offensive line right on down the backfield?
Yeah, there's several hundred plays we're talking about there. So it's certainly not the same thing on every play.
Henry McCaffrey.
Bill, as far as the rules go with that, the YouTube investigation, do you have a sense of where the disconnect happened, where the production team...
I don't have anything to add to it. I don't know how many times I need to say that.
Bill, on some of the end-around runs that you guys have had, where you have a player...
All right, well, he's got nothing to add on the investigation. That is Bill Belichick today. We'll replay what he did say about it at the very beginning of the press conference coming up. Dan Shaughnessy in studio with us. Let's send it on over to Hardy. He has headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.